You're listening to Ellie and Beck on 89.7. Now, Beck, lately the behaviour of parents on Facebook and not the kids has come under the spotlight.
That's right, Ellie.
Media experts have come out to say that it's the parents whose behaviour the kids should be concerned about and not the other way round. Now, Tama Lever lectures in internet studies at Curtin University and joins us now. Tama, are you there?
I am indeed.
How are you this morning?
Well, thank you.
That's good. Now, Tama, what are some of the things that you've seen happen with parents using Facebook?
It's less about what parents are doing wrong per se, but rather what parents aren't thinking about today. So when new kids are born, for example, it's quite typical now for parents to go into saturation mode where they'll post, you know, dozens and dozens of pictures in the first couple of days of their new kids. And that's perfectly understandable, and everybody does it. But what they're not necessarily thinking about is how that's building a reputation or an identity for their kids online from basically the day that they're born. And while we have a lot of focus on thinking about our own privacy settings and thinking about what we may or may not be showing on Facebook, very few of us are thinking about what we're doing when we're sharing information about other people. And for parents, the people that we share the most about, of course, are our kids. And what we're talking about at Media 140 is simply thinking about that process just a little bit more and thinking about what's going to happen in 10 years when your kids turn around after they're born and they go, look, I want to take control of my identity and you've got 1,000 pictures of me on the internet. I want you to get rid of them.
It does actually lead to some privacy issues. I mean, I know it's your family that's putting the photos out there to begin with, but I've seen plenty of people who have put up on Facebook, you know, the birth of their daughter and then followed that through with the rapid succession of first walking, first talking and all the rest of it. So, I mean, for when she eventually wants to get a Facebook account of her own, I can see some of the problematic things that could come about from that.
Absolutely. And it's not necessarily that it's going to be a problem, but it's the big issue is that we're not thinking this through. Kids are going to turn around and say, I want some control over this. And as parents, I've got young kids now, but in 5 years, they're going to turn around and say, I want to be able to control my identity online. How are you going to help me or work with me so that I don't have to think about the fact that my, you know, friends from school or other parents or whatever are looking at ridiculous baby photos of me wearing, you know, my first dress-up costume when I was 2 years old.
It's like a 21st birthday, just all your life.
That's right.
Now, Tama, what would you say are the three biggest things that parents should be thinking about when putting up stuff about their kids online?
Well, I think the first thing is whatever you're using, and it's not just Facebook, but often it is as the first port of call. Parents do need to be conscious of their privacy settings and conscious that sadly, because of the way that Facebook works, those privacy settings change. We've recently seen that most people have been pushed from sort of a standard profile on Facebook to the timeline way of sort of displaying who they are. And with that change, for example, where the privacy works changed as well. And unfortunately, that means we have to sort of relearn how privacy works online. While that's annoying, it's actually incredibly important, because if we're putting material up online, it's one thing for a dozen friends or even 100 friends to see it. It's a very different thing if that's being pushed publicly to, you know, potentially the whole world. So I think that's the most important one. But I also think it's important when you know, from the as early as possible, to think through what is the strategy for dealing both with stuff that you're putting online and what about other people. So for example, if you're at a party and you know, photos are taken and they're put on Facebook by friends, will you, you know, let your friends and other family members put up photos of your kids, or would you ask them not to? That's the sort of thing that if we think through in advance and have that sort of figured out, then it can sort of save some grief in the future. I know that a lot of parents sort of have that moment where, okay, I've thought through what I want to do, but what do I do when my friend takes photos and I'm in it and my kids are in it and they put them up online? What do I do? Do I have the right to say anything? Do I have the right to untag myself so it doesn't appear in my timeline and doesn't appear in my kids' pages when they set them up? So that sort of stuff's all quite important, I think.
Great. Well, Tama, thanks so much for joining us this morning. And for the parents that do want a little bit more info about this, you've got something running tomorrow, is it?
That's all. Well, the Media 140 event's running today and tomorrow. It's a free event in the Northbridge Piazza, running from 10 to 4 both days. Today, the focus is on the digital me, so looking at how people do stuff online, if they want to get started with blogging, that sort of stuff. Tomorrow is the digital family event, and we focus very much on how the internet and the digital landscape is changing, how it impacts on families, and a lot of practical tips on thinking through how to make the most of that for families.
Great. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Tama.
It's been a pleasure.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Cheers.